The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in.
Let American Idol finalist Danny Gokey lost his wife, Sophia, unexpectedly 1 month prior to his audition.
People need to know today that there is hope, and that sometimes we have to let go of what we thought was the best plan for our life so that the best plan can actually happen that God has for us. God literally wants to make your today so good that you'll forget the pain of your past.
Man, you want to do the welcome? She said you do it. Welcome to life today. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you. Danny Gokey is here. He was one of the finalists on American Idol. And I was telling him a while ago, that was back when American Idol was really still the big, big thing. Now there's so many others that are introducing fresh talent, undiscovered for many people who've never heard them. And frankly, I think it's good. I never was crazy about the title American Idol. It's like we've already got enough of them, you know. Jeremiah said, why don't you call out to all your idols for your help since you've got more than you've got cities. So call on them. And so I wasn't crazy about the name. I really did like what they were doing, though, to let you kind of showcase people that had a great gift and nobody knew about it. But there's a lot of different ones going on now that give people a chance. I've been thinking, you know, maybe we ought to do something for Christian artists sometime, you know, to say, boy, they've got something great. I'm actually wondering about that, if there wouldn't be something to that, to be a great witness. Well, Danny, frankly, was a Christian witness and has continued to be not just a finalist, but to just go right on for the glory of God. But he really faced something right before he went on American Idol, the contest, that could have destroyed him. And I want you to listen to that story and then the journey that's continued. Would you welcome Danny to Life Today? Danny, good to see you.
Thank you, guys.
I'm not sure the show just kind of went down because, you know, you didn't stay around there for a while.
I like to think that way, but...
All right, you really took it on the chin, so to speak, in the heart, real hard, not long before you showed up on American Idol. What happened?
Well, you know, me and my first wife, Sophia, had planned to actually that year to go try out for the show. I never really got to watch it because I was busy. I was a semi-truck driver. I was a worship leader for two churches. My pastor had two locations. I knew God had called me to be a worship leader. And so I wasn't home a lot. You know, the church couldn't pay me enough to do that full time. So that's where the trucking job came in. And finally, you know, 3 out of the 4 years of our marriage, we lived with people because we couldn't afford to stay on our own. And then finally, the fourth year of marriage, we got our little apartment, a DVR, and she was a fan of the show, and she was like, listen, we're gonna watch this when you get home from work. So she'd record it, I'd get home from work, and I got hooked automatically. You know, I think every singer's desire is that they wanna go on American Idol. They just act like they don't, and that was me. I was like, no, I'm not gonna ever try out. But I was hooked that year, and the thing that got me is like, this is my last opportunity to try out. I'm 28 years old. You don't have a chance after this.
So you were leading praise, but you were also a soloist, right? I mean, you did the whole
No, I wasn't. As a young age, I always submitted my gift to God. I always felt like if I just give it to God, He would do something with it. And that's what I felt. That's why I wasn't trying to pursue a solo career. But all of a sudden, obviously prompted by the Holy Spirit, I decided to go try out that year. I even sat down with my pastor, and, you know, after I made my decision, I said, can I have your blessing to go? Because, you know, I was pretty involved in the ministry. He said, buddy, I think you're going to do well. But then 1 month before the audition that we were supposed to go to, she unexpectedly passed away, and it devastated me. And I was at a rock and a hard place, and I was like, I don't even know if I want to do this, but I don't have a chance next year. But little did I know that God was in the midst of writing a story of my life, and that He was getting ready to open up a whole new chapter that I didn't see, and that He was birthing a story of hope that people could look at to find hope.
And you actually started a ministry helping people as a result of what happened. And by the way, you've married.
Yeah,
since
remarried
a couple
again.
Years later.
Yeah.
And have a child.
Yeah, I have a son. He's it's almost a year now, and he's just the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Can I tell you that? You're pretty excited about that.
I don't like being away from him that much, but you know, today I found out he's doing all kinds of stuff that I'm not there seeing. And it's kind of disheartening a little bit, but I know God has me. You know, God has given me plenty of time with him. But yeah, a ministry was formed out of it. That's another part of the story I didn't see is that, and it's so cool. You know, God writes our stories, and the listeners, I hope, and the viewers, they see that just because you can't see it, God sees, and if we can just see it through his eyes and not through our eyes, we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I just switched from my insurance benefits to her insurance benefits. Now, what does that mean? I'm sure people are saying, well, what does that mean? Well, anyways, because I was always trying to save money because we struggled, but switching to her insurance benefits, unknowingly, when she passed away, I did it months before she passed away, there was a death stipend attached to it. And when the principal gave me the check 2 weeks after she passed away, I said, this is not my money. And I took this little bit of money, it was $39,000, and I said, I'm gonna start something. And I was in pain, I was hurting, I didn't know what I was starting. But as the story goes on, a few years later, we start this organization, we're helping, you know, youth. But then all of a sudden, a man comes up to me and gives me a $4 million facility for free. And I'm like, my goodness, and so now we're taking in homeless families. We're providing food, we're providing shelter. You know, we're not just putting them in dilapidated.
Where is it located?
We're in Nashville, which is our homeless facility and our music and arts facility. But then in Milwaukee, we have a facility as well where we just do music and arts.
What's it called, all the organization?
Sophia's Heart, based after
Sophia's Heart, because she had a heart condition.
Yeah.
She actually went in to have what was a pretty simple procedure. You can read in the book, get it, because it's really powerful. And the complications, she didn't make it. And so now then you're actually helping so many people that don't have a chance. And the website there it is. Go on. You may want to be involved. You may find people that can be helped with what they're doing. And this may be the kind of thing that can grow into other areas. And so it's just really a miracle. Now, I want you to take us from the end of the show, which you were a finalist. You didn't win. But then what happened after that? What's happened with your future, and what are you doing now?
Well, right now what I'm doing is I just signed with BMG Records, and I'm in a studio creating an album. Another cool kind of thing, I released an eyewear line weird. I wore glasses on the show. I was known for that. Now I have, you know, eyewear in stores, and it's just so kind of so unique. And obviously doing the book tour, but I really, you know, people need to know today that there is hope, and that sometimes we have to let go of what we thought was the best plan for our life so that the best plan can actually happen that God has for us. And I think a lot of times we think we know what's right for us. And I'm not saying it was the will of God that she passed away, but what I'm saying, the will of God was that he still had a future and a hope. And I think we struggle internally. One of the lessons the Lord taught me was that I had to let go. It was Psalm 46:10. It was, be still and know that I'm God. And I remember God telling me that during this time of my life. And I remember just like, okay, here I am. I'm still, I know you're God, and it's not helping. You know what I mean? And it's the honest to God truth. And so finally I started studying that verse, and it literally said, stop striving with God. And it said, forcefully make yourself let go. Forcefully break your grip. And I remember during this time, because I was in this depression while I'm going through the American Idol auditions, and I sat at the edge of my bed with tears coming down my eyes, because I was like, I was hanging onto her casket while she was being buried, because all the questions of why, years of praying that weren't answered. And literally, I pictured myself, I said, okay, God, I get it. And I literally just pictured myself with a hammer breaking my grip and saying, I refuse to let this be the last of me. And that's really the message I want to get to the people today, is that don't let that break you. Understand it has a grip on you, and you probably don't even know it. And you let it go, and you have to sometimes forcefully do it. Like, you have to literally, like, grab it and just go and pull yourself. Otherwise, you're going to be buried with it, and you'll never see the beautiful chapter ahead. Had I would have hung on to that, I would have never got remarried. I would have never walked in the idol stage. I would have never had a beautiful wife and a beautiful son. God literally wants to make your today so good that you'll forget the pain of your past.
The book, Hope in Front of Me. Hope in Front of Me and the Hope That's Within You. That's key. This is a fantastic story. Find purpose in your darkest moments. And Danny's done that. Now, you've got a song.
Yeah.
And I know our audience here and the people at home want to hear you. Can you still sing?
We're going to find out.
You want to tell us about this song?
Yeah, this song is a powerful song. It's called Tell Your Heart to Beat Again.
And Tell Your Heart to Beat Again.
Yeah, there's
a lot of people watching this. Ooh, their heart's shutting down.
It's actually based on a true story. The idea of it is that there was a doctor who had done surgery on a lady, and I'm giving you the short cliff notes of it, but they did everything they could, and she wasn't responding with this heart surgery. And literally, the doctor finally got down and said, listen, lady, we've done everything that we could do. It's up to you. He said, you got to tell your heart to beat again. Mm-hmm. And the listeners got to know, God's done all the work on the cross. Yeah. It's time to let go, and it's time to tell yourself. It's time to get that heart pumping.
Wow. You want to sing that?
I do want
to
sing it.
Would you like to hear Danny sing this song, Tell Your Heart to Beat Again?
Shattered like you've never been before, the life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Beginning, just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Far, 'cause love sees farther than you ever could. And in this moment, heaven's working everything for your good. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Your heart to beat again. Your heart.
I think that, Betty and I understand what it feels like to tell your heart to beat again.
Yeah, we really do. You know, because in losing our child, you think the world has to stop. Don't they know what we've lost, who we've lost? And then you do literally have to say, God, let my heart beat again for you.
Yeah.
So that others will be blessed and you'll be blessed.
And He makes all things new.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And He turns it all out for our good. And that's why we need to have His eyes, because those darkest moments, He's a shining light. He sticks closer than a brother, and He brings so much hope.
Yes.
There's hope today. I want people to know there's hope.
Yes.
I hope you'll get the book, Hope in Front of Me. It is in the bookstores. You can get it online. I will be happy to send it to you if you'll do something. And I really do. You know, I tell people we don't sell things on Life Today. We ask people to give life on Life Today. And we try to give you life every way we can and offer you those things that will strengthen your life. You know, Danny, I just feel like there are a lot of people watching that they need to tell their heart to beat again. And I just want to, as directly as I can, matter of fact, just let me talk to you, just me and you, just for a minute right here. Could I do that? I don't know what is going on. But don't ever think that, you know, you look at somebody that looks like, okay, you kind of got it all together. You're looking at a guy that's just had his 70th birthday. I never thought I'd get out of my 30s. 11 beautiful grandchildren, 3 children, one of them with the Lord. That broke my heart. But I lived with a broken heart as a child because I never had a father. I didn't have a home. I didn't have much at all. And God really has blessed me as I've pursued Him. But I know what it is to have a broken heart. I know what it is to have a broken heart for others. And I just want to tell you right now that I know God cares about you more than you may realize. And what Danny just sang about tell your heart to beat again, it's God that'll help your heart beat again. Yeah. It's God that'll fill you with hope. And I really want to pray for you. I want you to know, I'm telling you, God is focused and zeroed in on you. I'm going to show you some people that He's zeroed in on that most people never notice. And we're going to be the eyes of Jesus and the hands of God to help these people. But you need to know right now, God's reaching out to pick you up and to hold you real close and to say, I've got a hope for you and a future for you and the best for you. And there's a telephone number there on the screen. You want someone to pray with you? You call and say, I want help. I want to turn my life over to God. I want my heart to beat again. And Jesus says, two agree, it'll happen. There'll be someone there that'll care, that'll agree with you and love you and pray with you. Don't hesitate to call. Father, I pray that people right now listening and watching will allow you to pick them up. You gave your son to die for them. You raised him to live in them, not with a bunch of religious rhetoric, but with relationship. God, I pray today they'll receive that gift, that grace, that mercy, that forgiveness, that freedom, that life, that hope. In Jesus' name, and for the benefit of those persons, right now we're lifting up to you. Would you just say, God, be my Father, come into my life, Lord Jesus, be my Master, my Lord, my Savior. I give you my life. You gave yours for me. I give you mine. You want someone to pray with, I'd love to send you a book I wrote that simply tells about knowing God as Father to help you get on your journey. And then I also would say to all of you, we're going to give you an opportunity to help. But those of you like to just say thanks to Danny for telling his story.
Thank you.
And for offering us hope. And we'll be so happy for you to have this book. It is in the bookstores. Danny, I want you to look in with our viewers, and I want you to see what's happening right now. And we are very actively involved in healing, but we cannot complete the healing process unless we do it together. You watch this closely. I promise you, this is going to move you in a very positive way.
Everything is gone, only ashes remain. Rebels. In the night they came, setting fire to homes and killing many. Most who fled survived, but for how long? Though they now live beneath the trees, the roof over her head isn't Rebecca's greatest concern. It is their food supply. All their food storage went up in flames, and it's created a crisis in this village.
comme c'était là qu'il n'y a qu'à qu'il n'y a pas de vieux gens qui vont être dans le balgué à la gueule, mais vous avez un petit peu de vieux gens qui.
But her children aren't the only ones. Rebecca too suffers, but mostly because the only food she can gather will not sustain them and makes them sick. Rebecca and her children survived the cruelty that night, but the food crisis they now face is often harder to escape. And it's a story that could be told 1,000 times across Africa. A shortage becomes a crisis. Hunger turns to starvation, and malnutrition sinks in its teeth. But with your help today, we could begin to reverse it.
And that's my prayer. Honey, when you look at that and you see those beautiful children and you know, the crisis and what they've gone through, what goes on inside of you and your heart?
You know, I listened to the mother. Her heart must be broken because there's nothing any dearer to a mother's heart than her children and the care for them. It's natural for the mother to want to care for them. She wants to be able to give them the food they need, but she has no resource to call upon. We need to be that resource to reach out and join with the heart of that mother to help her children. I hope you will help us.
You know, we've been working now for over 20 years to literally rescue the perishing. And we watched that nation born, really the result of missionaries many years ago who went there and led those people to Christ. When we first went there with Franklin Graham, and we landed on a dirt strip, and the children and their families were singing praises. Franklin told us on the way, he said, I'm going to show you New Testament Christians. I'm going to show you some Christians like the Christians in the book of Acts. And boy, you talk about a line of resistance to the radical Islamic belief and to the terrible plundering that was going on. There it is. It's a beautiful line that's drawn by faith. Those precious people there now need so much our help. We've been there for years distributing food. The missionaries won't leave. They'll risk their lives to be in the pit of hell, literally, where angels would fear to tread, so to speak, and yet they're there. And then all over Africa, where there's the areas of pain, Betty, we're there to save their lives in crisis, to stabilize them, and then show them how to work. We do not teach them to be dependent. We teach them to learn how to go forward. And I'm telling you, really, the people who want to develop resources there need to go with the idea. And I wish our business people would say, we'll go over and help them, if you'd focus on helping the people and developing and giving them the jobs. And that's my prayer that'll happen. We feed at the schools once they get stabilized, so we get them going to get trained. Would you help us help those precious families? Would you help us take care of the hundreds of thousands of children right now and their families that we've got in feeding centers? For the next several months, if you'll make a gift, we'll be able to take care of those children. We come to you twice a year and ask for your help. $30, $50, or $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. Could you help us care for 3, 5, or 10? $1,000, we can care for 100 children for the next months. It's not total child care. It's emergency crisis feeding and stabilizing the situation, then feeding on a regular basis in schools once they get stabilized. Do you know what's happened? We have some friends that care so deeply, they said, we'll match the gift the viewers give today. If they give $30 or $50 or $100, it'll double. And rather than just help 3 children, they'll help 6. Rather than 5, it'll be 10. Rather than 10 children, it'll be 20. And if you can give $1,000, you'll now help 200 children. Father, I pray everyone watching would do their part sharing your heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Would you get your bank card right now, please? Dial the number, take that card and say, here's the gift God's leading me to make, and it'll be doubled. It'll be doubled in the outreach. You'll reach twice as many children. You can go to lifetoday.org and make the gift online. Remember, we're sending Christine Cain's teaching, Moving Past Your Past, books that she has written that'll be a tremendous blessing. We want to invest in you to help you grow while you're reaching out to touch people with the love of God and to give them a chance. Thank you for making that love gift. Thank you for sharing life.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. But our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need your support to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $550,000 end-of-year matching challenge for Mission Feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed three children will be double to impact six children. $50 to help feed five children will be double to help save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed and minister to 20 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Christine Kane's powerful new teaching series, Moving Past Your Past, on audio CD, along with her book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your double impact gift of $100 to help save the lives of 20 children, you may request both the audio and video series. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 200 children, and you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I want to remind you, there's just a few days left now for us to really secure the resources and the support to help these precious children, help this older brother feed his little brother. Brotherly Love. I hope you'll get that bronze and help us feed not just 100 children, but 200 now. And if you'd like to have Danny's book, Hope in Front of Me, we'll be glad to send it to you. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for your support. Would you join us thanking Danny for being a blessing? Danny, God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
It's you. There's his website, or you can go to Life Today. We'll tell you how to find his website, what he's doing. You may want to get involved with it. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Tomorrow on Life Today, inspirational author and speaker Christine Kane encourages you to move past your past by discovering your true value. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.